Coaches Insight programs continuing here tonight on Care Radio. We are pleased to be joined now by Atchison boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle, presented by Amberwell Health, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Keep rolling along. Do the Phoenix, number two ranked in the 4A class once again, trailing only Rock Creek in those rankings, but 19-0. Two more big wins to talk about, coach, in conference play. Let's start Friday. Big win against Harmon, 72-17.
I thought we did a really great job of defensively of having some intensity. We came out, we were tipping a lot of basketballs, and we were able to get some runouts early. And I felt that was really key. You know, our guys are starting to do a better job of getting the ball inside and in running in transition. But defense really keyed things on a Friday night. Certainly, you know, when you hold the team to 17 points, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and to keep pace up top, the Meadowlark Conference needed to get a big win Tuesday night, and you certainly did at home against Highland Park. 68-60 was this final score. You guys played back in early January, and that was a six-point win for you guys. This time you beat them by eight. Was it a fairly similar style of game, you know, earlier this week compared to January, or did it play out a little bit different this time?
I felt it was a lot different. I think the pace was a lot different. The intensity was a lot different. There were a lot more possessions in the game than there was in the one that we played in January. They played very well. I'm going to tip my cap to what they're doing. I mean, Highland Park plays a brutal schedule, and that's got to be the best five-win team in the state, no question about it. You know, they've got good guard play, and so we did a good job of sharing the basketball. We managed to get it inside, which is an area that we felt was a strength for us. It took a while for us to figure that out. But once we did, it gave us a huge advantage. But they're a good team. They're a really good team. And so we're just, you know, we're fortunate to win.
Yeah, and you get an opportunity next week against Washington to potentially secure a Meadowlark Conference championship. We can talk about that next week for sure. But, you know, it's a busy stretch for you guys here. You know, at the end of this week, you play Thursday night on the road at Maryville. You have a makeup game on Saturday afternoon at home against Maranatha at 2:30, and then, of course, the two final Meadowlark Conference games next week. So a busy stretch, starting with a Maryville team out of Missouri. What can you tell us about your Thursday night opponent?
They're really good. They've got a big kid inside that's 6'6". They shoot it well. You know, we've talked about this before, but going to Missouri, they're just really – it's a different type of game. They let them play. It's going to be physical. Maryville is definitely that. You know, they got the 6'6 kid, and then they also have some forwards that love to bang, and they'll try to muscle us up a little bit. So it's a unique challenge for us in terms of playing them.
You've played some really good teams outside the Meadowlark Conference. Your non-con schedule has been really, really tough. You go back to the Tonganoxie midseason tournament, teams you've seen there, you know, a team like Lafayette as well. Where do you kind of rank Maryville, this team you're going to see Thursday night, in terms of, like, just overall, in terms of best teams you've seen this season?
I'm going to say they're right up there. It's in terms of non-con. They played Lafayette. They beat Lafayette. They're just really different than what we see. You know, we see teams, you know, I mean, there's a shot clock, but you never know it. Watching our games or watching the opponents that we've had. We play a lot more up tempo. These guys will take their time. They will milk a possession. And so it's going to require a little bit of defensive patience for us. You know, they always talk in basketball about offensive patience. We're going to have to be patient defensively, and not get ourselves out of position, you know, try to gamble and then it beats us because they have no, you know, there's no shot clock in Missouri. So they'll take 30 seconds off the clock, to run their stuff. And that's a unique challenge. It's something we don't see a lot of. In the schedule we have. So, I mean, as far as talent goes, it's hard to evaluate that, but I would say without question, they're very different than what we've seen.
Atchison boys basketball coach, that is Pat Battle joining us. We always appreciate it. Busy few days coming up here for the Phoenix. Thursday night at Maryville, they get a makeup game. Saturday afternoon, 2:30 at home against Maranatha, and then a chance to capture a Meadowlark Conference title next year when they take on KC Washington. Another big matchup there. Inside the top of the conference. Coach, we always appreciate it. We'll do it one more time next week.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate the coverage.